Hello everyone. This is a little update audio. I'm recording this on my MacBook, so if the audio quality isn't great, I'm sorry. But I spent from like morning until night in the studio today, so I am not going back in there tonight. I will go back tomorrow. But yeah, just wanted to just have a little chat audio, because I haven't done one of these in a while. So I hope everyone is doing well. Hope you guys are good. I hope it's not getting too cold where you are, because it is getting very cold here, and I hate it. But it happens every year. I don't know why I'm like surprised Pikachu every time the weather gets cold. So yeah, I am very excited about my new upload schedule. I'm really excited about posting more and being more present and just you know, just getting back on the horse, I guess. For a while I was really struggling with my mental health, and that definitely impacted my content and how often I uploaded and all of that. But I just want to say thank you so much for sticking with me, even when things weren't great. And now they're better, and now I'm more organized. You know, with help and all that, it is a lot easier. You don't have to carry the whole, burden alone. You have people who can help, and yeah, if you guys are going through some stuff, I highly, highly recommend therapy, talking to someone. Just, I know it's like a really tired thing to say, like, people say it all the time, but, yeah, wanted to echo that, I guess, and say, it works. Obviously, it depends on your situation, depends on the therapist and stuff, but at least for me, it did work, and, is working, and, yeah, just, getting back on the horse. So, yeah, I wanted to say thank you for sticking with me and stuff. I am really trying to get organized again and pick myself up again and create more and just kind of, how do I say this? Just be more present, I guess. Yeah. Because when you're feeling really, really sad, sometimes it's like, you know, you don't notice, my cat just jumped, you don't really notice, like, the days go by, you don't really, like, you kind of numb to life a little bit, and that is going away, and I'm enjoying life more, I'm enjoying, recording more, I'm enjoying editing more, and I am, you know, just really, really excited, uploading to Reddit a lot more as well, and that makes me really happy. And yeah, just things are going on a pretty good trajectory. I don't want to jinx myself, but I just wanted to express my gratitude and just kind of let you guys know I'm getting better, you know. Yeah, I just, this isn't, like, scripted, I didn't even know what I was gonna say here, but, we're just chatting, it's fine. oh, this just came to my mind, it has nothing to do with audios. Oh, wait, there was a thing I wanted to tell you guys about audios. I have ADHD, can you tell? I made some collections on Patreon. So if you go to collections, it's like a little tab on my page, I sorted it into F sub, F dom, blowjob, and sex. So you have all four you can choose from. And if you go to the blowjob one, it'll be all blowjob. And if you go to the F dom one, it'll be all F dom, F sub, all F sub. You know, self-explanatory. But if you ever wanted to just like listen to a bunch of my audios and you don't want to like sift through like my polls and my like live recording, like you just really just want to listen to the audios, then you can go to the collections. And I thought that was super cool, so I organized that for you guys. I am also organizing a lot more art, which is a lot more expensive than you'd think. So I'm kind of pacing myself with the commissions, still doing them, but just like slowly. So I have, I think I put two out this month so far. I have another one I've been working with an artist on this thing, and you guys will get to see it soon. And I'm really, really excited for that. But yeah, more art is on the way, and after that, there will be even more. What else did I want to say? Oh yeah, there is the unrelated thing that I'm gonna get back to is I don't know if you guys are familiar with the fruit game. It's on the Switch, and it. I'm dumb, so I don't know how to I don't know how to install it on my Switch. But oh my God, I love watching this game. It's I like watching people like on YouTube play it. It's just like so cute. It's like you just drop fruit, and then when you drop it, it turns into other fruit. You can just search like I think it's called Suika game. Suika, I think. And it's just like, I don't know, like the sounds, and just like, I am very easily impressed, like, very easily, like, wow, oh, this is so cool. Yeah, I don't know. So I tried to download this game because this game is only available on the Japanese Nintendo eShop. And so then I went on the Japanese Nintendo eShop and made like a new account on my Switch and put like, okay, I'm in Japan. I'm not in Japan. And then I was like trying to get the game and I can't read Japanese. So I like Google Translate, like took a picture of it and then like, you know, I translated it and I was like, okay, click here. Okay, click here. And I almost got there and like it was like no, it won't accept foreign payment methods. And I'm just like, how are people doing this? Oh my God. It's such a cute game. I really hope that they release it on the North American eShop because it looks so cute. And it's like $2. I'm just like, oh my God, that's what a deal for a very cute game. I'm very simple. I just like cute things. I just like cute things. Cute things make me happy. What else do I wanna tell you guys? Oh yeah. I wrote my first script in a very long time, as you guys know. I wrote the ghost girl. I wrote the Ghost Girl script a couple nights ago and it was really fun. So I think I might I don't know, maybe try and write another one. I am doing an FFFF, that's for FFFF4M audio for the end of the month. So I think that will have to be at at least bullet point it. I don't know if I'll write a whole script. But that's kind of how the Ghost Girl thing came about. I was like, writing notes, like in my like notepad, and like about like my ideas, because sometimes just inspiration just like pops into my head, and I'm like very forgetful. I'm very, very forgetful. So I was like, okay, I need to remember these ideas for when I go in and record it. So I just like jotted them down, and then I was like, oh, but then I can include this. Oh, and this too. And then I was like, what if I just like wrote like just like a rough script, like not like a script, but like, oh, this is weird. Like, you know, a script with no pressure. And I was writing it like in my notepad, and I was like, I don't like this. So then I opened up Pages, which is like the shitty Mac version of Word, and then I tried writing it in Pages, and I was still like, this doesn't feel like a good experience. I don't know if anyone else has this thing where it's like, how do I explain? It's very late, I'm very tired, so I'm sorry if I'm just like rambling. Feel free to stop listening at any time. I'm so sorry. But it's like, okay, for example, you are going running and you don't have the right shoes. The shoes that you're wearing are perfectly fine and they get you where you need to go and they're fine. Your feet are comfy. It has the right amount of support cushioning, etc. But they're not like running shoes. You know? I think I just like having the right tools for the right job. Which sounds like someone who knows what they're doing. like someone who can like operate machinery or something. But like, I don't know. It's just like, it feels different. So when I opened Notes and I opened Pages, it was like, well, I don't like this experience. So I went on Google and I was looking for like script programs, and I was like, I'm not gonna pay for a script program. So I found a free one called, what's it called? Highland 2. And I wrote a script in it, and it was really, really, really fun. And it felt really like official. Because it was like, ooh, it looks like a screenplay. It's a sexy screenplay. It's about a ghost girl. And yeah, it's stupid. I'm sorry. But, yeah, I really enjoyed the experience of writing a script on there, and, it just motivated me more. Like, it sounds so silly, because it's just, like, it's just a different, like, word processor. Realistically, it's just a different word processor. But it was a lot more fun to use, and it looked different, and it felt different, and I don't know. Maybe you guys are like, Rena, shut the fuck up. But, yeah, it felt good to me. I am getting back into playing Magic. I took a break for a while when my brain was feeling bad. Yeah, getting back into it feels so good. I am planning on reaching Mythic before the end of the month. I know it's ambitious, like, after not playing for a long time. Oh, I should mention, I play Arena. I don't play the physical cards. But maybe someday. I don't know how well I would do at that. Because I'm used to just, like, click the mouse, and there's the card, and then they light up, and anyway. Yeah, I'm getting back into playing Arena, and it's super, super fun. If any of you guys are Magic nerds, and if you care, I play one kind of deck and one kind of deck only. And that is because I am, one, very stubborn, and two, It's just like, it's pretty. And you probably already know what it is, just by me being like, it's pretty. I play an angel deck. And as soon as I learned about magic and I was doing like research on the cards and stuff, I found the angel cards and I was like, that's the one. That's the one. And I build my own decks. I don't net deck. I don't know if that's like the proper term, but like I create all my own decks. I try to be like creative with them, and it's super fun. I like playing magic on my downtime. Like I'll listen to like a podcast, and I will, just play some magic. It's really chill. And oh my goodness, today I played a game that lasted like, I want to say like an hour. I don't know if that's standard. I don't know if that's like, you guys are like, okay, that's normal. But like, it felt very long to me. I'm going to go on like a short little, if you don't like this, skip ahead. But I have this deck that is really, really, it pisses people off. And I know this because of the amount of people who just, like, concede right away. They're just like, I'm not dealing with this. I have a few win conditions in my deck that say, like, your opponent cannot win the game and you can't lose the game. And when I have a few of those, then it's like, it doesn't matter how much you hit me. It doesn't matter what happens. I can't die and you can't win. And it's like, inevitably, they will have to lose somehow. And I like, I guess the word is like, maybe like equivalent to like a stalemate. I stalemated this guy for like an hour, just like I was on like autopilot. He just like keeps hitting me and I'm just like, don't attack, like my turn. Eventually after an hour, he conceded and I was like, yes, yes. I was so happy. I was so excited. But yeah, it's one of my decks. It's really, really, really toxic. But it's fun to play. I would hate to play against someone who has that deck because I can't stand those win conditions. But it's okay if I play them. I play Historic, so any banned cards are usually, I think, correct me if I'm wrong, but I think usually cards that are banned in Standard aren't banned in Historic. Anyway, enough about Magic. I'm really sorry. I'm being a nerd. I go work out in the mornings, so I have to wake up and go to the gym. So, I'm going to end this here. Oh, almost 20 minutes. Holy shit. I'm gonna get some sleep. And I'm gonna go to the gym. And it's gonna be super fun. And it's gonna feel really good. What else did I wanna say? How do I wanna close this? Thank you again for everything. Everything, everything, everything. I've noticed the huge amount of support that I got specifically on Reddit when I made that post explaining where I've been, what's been happening and stuff. And I don't want it to sound like, oh, boohoo, woe is me. But like, I just wanted to say thank you for showing me compassion and care and being kind to me. I'm so, so fucking lucky, so incredibly fortunate to have such kind people supporting me, such a kind community, just good people. So thank you so much. Really, truly thank you. And yeah, I'm going to keep up with this consistent posting schedule. I hope you guys like that. I hope Sundays are a good day for you. I really just picked Sunday because, I don't know. I think it's nice because I do my live recordings on Sunday. I think it's nice to have like two things to look forward to in the month where it's like there's a live recording and the same day you get also like an edited finished audio, and that's kind of cool. And yeah, I'm still trying to figure out a posting schedule for Reddit. Reddit is kind of a little confusing for me still, even considering like how much time I've how long I've been posting there. It's still a little bit confusing to me. I don't really know what days to upload, but yeah, it's I'll figure it out. I've posted twice this week as a result because I'm like, oh, I don't know when to post. I'll just post twice. I've been working really, really, really hard. Especially lately this month, I think. I think this month, last month, really just ramped things up. It's I was working hard before too, but now really just like getting my ass into gear. And yeah, I said like 3 minutes ago that I was ending this. Typical Rena. Okay, I'm actually gonna end it here. Thank you again for everything, everything, everything. Thank you for bearing with my sleepy ass voice. It is past my bedtime. And yeah, I hope you guys enjoy the audio I'm putting out on Sunday, the Ghost Girl audio for Halloween. And have a wonderful time zone wherever you are.